Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Spiritual Discourse. Title is Sage Upamanyu, the Exalted Devotee of Lord Shiva, presented by Karthik Ramachandran Sheshadri. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
And then we'll be seeing two or three more Maharshis class. Spoken by Upamanyu Maharshi. So this is again, this conversation is between the Maharshis and Yudhishthira, but Upamanyu will come later in the picture. So there is a very, very interesting verse which is spoken by Upamanyu Maharshi and which describes how Lord Shiva alone is ageless. There is none apart from Mahadeva, who is described as the Supreme Reality. Is a very interesting verse spoken by Upamanyu Maharshi. I'll be connecting that with the various verses from the Vedas and Upanishads. So please join tomorrow also. And I'll be completing the episode of Upamanyu tomorrow. So Jaigishavya Uvacha. Jaigishavya. There was a great Maharshi named Jaigishavya. Jaigishavya Uvacha. Mamashtagunam Ishwaryam Datta Bhagavata Pura Yatnenanyena Balina Varanasyam Yudhishthira. Oh, Yudhishthira, Jaigishavya Maharshi says to Yudhishthira, in days of yore in Varanasi, I worshipped Mahadeva and I obtained the Ashta Ishwarya. So there is eight, I think, Anima, Mahima, those kind of things are there. So eight Ashta Ishwaryam, they say. So which means you can actually fly and, there are various Siddhi, they say Ashta Siddhi. So those kind of things are actually where you get some divine powers. But a Bhakta is not interested in getting these Ashta Ishwaryam or Brahmasanam. So Nandi says that in Varaha Puranam, I'm not interested in the Ashta Ishwaryam. I don't want Ashta Ishwaryam. I don't want Brahmasanam or Vishnuasanam or Indrasanam. I just want to serve your feet. Yatanyecha bhaved bhaktim tvatto nityam maheshwara. Because the devotee is not interested in acquiring these powers, actually. So that's about Jaigishavya Maharshi. And Garga Uvacha. Chatukshashtayangam adadat kalajnanam mamadbhutam sarasvatyas tate tushto manoyajnena pandava tulyam mama sahasram tu sutanam brahmavadinam ayushchaiva saputrasya samvatsara shatayutam. Garga Maharshi also is described as the son of Bharadvaja Maharshi. So Garga Maharshi, he says to Yudhishthira, in days of yore, I was gratified. I was given various boons by the Supreme Reality Mahadeva on the banks of the river Saraswati. So the knowledge of time and the 64 branches of study, and then everything was granted by him to me. And also he bestowed me 1,000 sons. Who were actually equally, in merit, and also they were fully conversant with the Vedas and Upanishads, and they were also devoted to Mahadeva. And by his grace, even their lifetime was also long. They had a long-lasting life. They had a life like me. They had a long-lasting life. They lived for 10 million years. So that's what Garga Maharshi says to Yudhishthira. And then Parashara.
Parashara uvacha.
Parashara is the father of Vyasa.
Prasadyeha pura sharvam manasa chintayam nripa mahatapa mahateja mahayogi mahayashah vedavyasah shriyavaso brahmanah karunanvitah Apyasa vipsitah putro mamasyadvai maheshwarat iti matva hridimatam prahamam surasattamaha mayi sambhavanaya syah falat krishno bhavishyati.
He says, Parashara Maharshi, before going into the meaning of this, what Parashara Maharshi says to Yudhishthira, Parashara is a great devotee of Lord Shiva. So we have an entire, Purana called as Parashara Purana, talking about the glories of Lord Shiva. So Parashara Maharshi starts off in the first chapter, first verse of Parashara Purana saying, Sauramandala Madhyastam Sambam Samsara Veshajam Neelagreevam Virupaksham Namami Shivam Avyayam. Sauramandala Madhyastam, in the Surya, you know, you have the Surya Mandala Madhyastam, in the middle of that Surya Mandala, Sambam Samsara Veshajam, one should meditate on Samba, that is Shiva plus Amba is Samba, Parashakti and Paramashiva together, who is the Samsara Veshajam, who relieves you from the repeated cycles of birth and death, who relieves you from the ocean of Samsara. One should meditate on Mahadeva and Parashakti in the middle of the sun. Neelagreevam, who is blue-throated, Virupaksham, blue-necked. Virupaksham means three-eyed. Neelagreevam means blue-necked, and then Neelagreeva comes six times in Rudram. We discussed that many times. Virupaksham is a very specific. Urdhvaretam, Virupaksham, Vishwarupam Namamyaham comes in the Upanishads also. So Virupaksham, three-eyed. Namami Shivam Avyayam. Namami, my obeisances to that Mahadeva, who is full auspicious and who is imperishable. So he starts off the verse in the Purana by talking about the glories of Lord Shiva. And he glorifies only Mahadeva there, not Brahma or Vishnu. And he says Brahma and Vishnu are bound by Maya. But Mahadeva is beyond. One has to surrender. If one has to go beyond Maya, Mayam tu Prakritam Vidya, Mayinam tu Maheshwaram. One has to go beyond Maya. One has to surrender to Maheshwara. There is no other way. That is the essence of the Parashara Purana. Very beautiful, 18 chapters. So here he says to Yudhishthira, I gratified Mahadeva in days of yore, and I obtained a son who was possessed of great ascetic merit, who had that the merit of an ascetic, who had the splendor of an ascetic, and who was superior in energy, who was also in yogic contemplation. He was always in yogic contemplation, he requests, I need a son who has these qualities, you know, and who acquires worldwide fame and also arranges the Vedas properly. That's why Veda Vyasa, one who arranges the Vedas properly, because the Veda was one. And Vyasa knew that no one will be interested in reading the Vedas, and that's why he split the Vedas into four, bucketized. He arranged the Vedas. So Veda Vyasa, so he arranged the Vedas. Rig Yadur, Yarig Yadur, Sama and Atharvana. And I want a person who is devoted to the Veda, devoted to the Vedas and Brahmanas, and also has compassion for everybody. So that kind of a son, so these kind of qualities, with these qualities I want a son, O Mahadeva. And Parashara, and then Parashara requests from Maheshwara, and then Maheshwara grants a boon, saying that that's our dear Vyasa Maharshi, who is the son of Parashara. Savarnasya manok sarghe saptarshishcha bhavishyati vedanam cha sa vai vakta kuruvamsha karastata itihasasya karta cha putraste jagato hitaha bhavishyati mahendrasya dayitak sa mahamunhi. So he will have the name of Krishna. That's what Shiva says. He will have the name of Krishna. Krishna Dvaipayana. Vyasa Maharshi is called as Krishna Dvaipayana. Parashara Putra is called as Krishna Dvaipayana. So Mahadeva says that he will have the name, you will have a son with the name of Krishna. And then also he will be respected by all the Sapta Rishis. And also he shall arrange the Vedas as you requested. And he will be he will also record all the Itihasas. Itihasam is actually Mahabharatam and Valmiki Ramayanam. So Mahabharatam is, Mahabharata was dictated by Vyasa and written by Mahaganapati. So, and then Mahadeva blesses all these, he gives various boons to Parashara Maharshi, and also you will be immortal. Your son also will be free of birth, old age, disease and death, and also you will be immortal, O Parashara. He grants that and then he disappears. Ajaras chamaras chaiva Parashara sutastava eva muktvasu eva muktvasa bhagavan tatraivan taradiyata. So with that said, you know, so Vyasa also, you know, everybody acquired the grace of Lord Shiva, Parashara Maharshi or Vyasa, and Garga Maharshi, Brihaspati, everybody, all the Maharshis had obtained the grace of Lord Shiva, and Krishna also explains how he acquired the grace of Mahadeva to Yudhishthira. So, speaking of, you know, Vyasa, so Vyasa is known to have compiled, you know, all the Vedas. He had split the Vedas into four, and then also he had given all the Puranas, Upapuranas, and also the Mahabharata. But even Vyasa was bound by Ahankara. In the Skanda Puranam, Kashi Kandam, 95th chapter, when he enters Kashi, he says, I will not worship anybody, you know. There is no doubt, he says that there is no doubt that Vishnu is the giver of liberation. So Vishnu alone should be meditated upon. There is no doubt about that. He says that he says that to 88,000 Maharshis who are sitting there and hearing Shivakatha. And everyone are stunned. Is it Vyasa speaking? So Vyasa, who is the compiler of the Vedas and Puranas and Upapuranas, is it Vyasa speaking? And then he does and go, you know, he goes there and he visits various alayams, and then he does his Sandhyavandanam. He does his actually Achamanam. So when he lifts his hands to do the Achamanam, his hands are locked completely. His hands become paralyzed. And who was that? Nandi. Just by his look, he paralyzed the hands of Vyasa. And then Vyasa doesn't know what to do, and then he called upon Vishnu. Oh, Narayana, Vishnu, Vasudeva, please save me. And then Vishnu comes there. So Vishnu comes there, and then he says, a great offense has been committed by you. And then he says, Ahameva Jagatkarta, Mamakarta, Maheshwaraha. Oh Vyasa, Vedakarta, Hiranyagarbha. The Lord of the Veda, the Karana, the Lord of the Vedas is Hiranyagarbha, Brahma. And the Yajnakarta, Devendraha, the Lord of the Sacrifices is Indra. But ultimately the Lord of the Vedas and secondary, these things are secondary. Again, we have to understand. Ahameva Jagatkarta, Narayana says, I am the Lord of the universe. So, actual Lord of the Sacrifices and the world and the Vedas is Mahadeva. Now, these people are secondary. Brahma, Vishnu and Indra are secondary only. So, from the secondary sense, Narayana says this to Vyasa. And then finally, he completes by saying, Mamakarta Maheshwaraha. But the cause of me, the personality who created me is Maheshwara, O Vyasa. So, just worship him. I acquired Lakshmi, I acquired Aishwaryam, I acquired Vaikuntha, I attained the post of Vishnu by his grace, O Vyasa. Dadati sarva jantunam tavashriye maruto marjayanta rudrayate janima charuchitram padam yad vishnor upamam nidayi tenapasi guhyam namagonam. Rigvedam 5th canto 3rd chapter 3rd verse. Vishnu acquired the post of being Vishnu and Lakshmi as his wife and Vaikuntha by the grace of Lord Shiva. Connecting this, Parashara Puranam, Parashara Maharshi says, Dadati sarva jantunam achiradeva sattama raudram lingam mahavishnur bhaktya shuddham shilamayam charuchitram samabhyarchya labdavan paramam padam yachalakshmi samakyata mahavishnushcha vallava yasya lingam samabhyarchya sampujyaha sarva chetanaihi. And then 16th chapter 14, 15, 16th verse in Parashara Upapuranam, one can check it out. So there, Saras, it says actually, Vishnu acquired the post of Vishnu. Vishnu acquired Lakshmi as his wife. Vishnu acquired Vaikuntha by the grace of Lord Shiva, by engaging in Shiva Bhakti for crores and crores of years. And it goes on, the verses goes on to say, Saraswati was acquired by Brahma by the grace of Lord Shiva. Indrani was acquired by Indra by the grace of Lord Shiva. And Lakshmi also was acquired by Narayana by the grace of Lord Shiva. Engaging in bhakti to Parashakti and Paramashiva, he acquired. So Brahma, Vishnu and Indra are positions. And then he says, Narayana says this to Vyasa. So just worship Maheshwara, Vishwanatha alone is the only object of meditation, only object of worship, only object of glorification. Please understand that. You have come to Kashi, the place of Mahadeva, and then you say, I am the supreme. This is the greatest offense. And then he disappears from there. And then Vyasa does a beautiful stuti to Lord Shiva. Ashtakam, Vyasa Ashtakam. So that is there. One can check it out in my playlists. It is there. I have added that Skanda Mahapurana. It is present in Skanda Mahapurana. I have given a lecture on this. There are two, part 1, part 2 lecture. One can check it out. I have explained each and every verse in detail and connected that with the other things in the Puranas and also with the Vedanta. So there one verse he says, Yam vai vedo
vedano naiva vishnurnova vedano mano naiva vani tam devesham madrusha kolpameda yatatnyadvai vetyaho vishwanatham.
95th chapter Kashi Kandam. He says, Yam vai vedo, even the Vedas cannot understand you, O Lord Shiva. That Vyasa who came, who arrogantly came to Kashi and then with arrogance, with ignorance, he said that Vishnu is the supreme. Finally, he surrenders to Lord Shiva by saying, even Brahma and Vishnu cannot understand you. Ivetyaho Vishwanatham. How can I, even Brahma and Vishnu cannot understand you? How can a man like me of meager intellect, he says, I am a man of meager intellect. How can I glorify you, O Vishwanatha, Samba Shiva? He says that. So that's where we see ahankaram should never be there. Ego will destroy, completely ego will destroy us. So ego at any point in time should not be there. Everything by the grace. You know, if you acquire knowledge also, it's by the grace. Ishanak sarva vidyanam. Ishanak sarva vidyanam. The Lord of all vidyas, the Lord of all knowledge is Mahadeva. And you acquire a part of that knowledge and then you keep dancing in ahankara. Mahadeva will destroy your ahankara. So that's the thing. So like, no, Vyasa is an exalted personality. But what I'm trying to say is even Vyasa was bound by ahankara. So this is a learning for us that we should never be bound by ahankara. Everybody, Brahma and Vishnu were also bound by ahankara. And they failed to locate the ends, beginning and end of Mahadeva. So ego should never be there. Without, you know, having ego, we can never understand Mahadeva. So with that, I'll complete this session. We'll be continuing again. So there are even more Maharshis. Two or three Maharshis describe about Lord Shiva. Two or three more Maharshis are there. And then Upamanyu gives another glorification of Lord Shiva to Krishna. And with that, it will end. So there are like 40 more verses. Thank you for supporting me. And I'll chant the Kshama Prarthana Mantra.
Om Yadaksharapadabhrishtam Matrahinam tu Yadbhavet Tat Sarvam Kshamyatam Deva Parameshwara Namostute Visargabindu Matrani Padapadaksharani Cha Yunani Cha Tiriktani Kshamasva Parameshwara Aparada Sakasrani Kriyante Harnisham Mayada Sogyamiti Mamatva Kshamasva Parameshwara Anyata Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Adasmat Karanya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Parameshwari Anyata Sharanam Nasti Tvameva Sharanam Adasmat Karanya Bhavena Raksha Raksha Parameshwara एतत् सर्वं श्री उमा महेश्वर परब्रह्मार्पणमस्तु ललिताम्बिके सांबशिवार्पणमस्तु श्रीमती गौरी समेत सांबशिवार्पणमस्तु करचरणकृतं वाक्कायजं कर्मजं वा श्रवणनयनजं वा मानसं वा अपराधं विहितं अविहितं वा सर्वं एतत् क्षमस्व जय जय करुणा अब्दे श्री महादेव शंभो माता च पार्वती देवी पिता देवो महेश्वर बन्धवाशिव भक्तांश्च स्वदेशो भुवनत्रयं सांबशिवाय नमः हर ओं तत्सत्